Hey there, Disky Chicks fans. Before we get started with today's podcast, I wanted to tell you about a special opportunity for you to become the disc expert in your organization. Would you like to deliver disc debriefs with ease? Facilitate coaching sessions and teaming sessions with confidence and elevate your stature as the go-to person for all things disc? Join us for our live advanced DISC certification training coming up in early January 2022. This is a live small group class delivered in 4 2-hour sessions during the first 2 weeks of January. Please go to DiskyChicks.com for more information. And don't wait, because the December 17th registration deadline is coming up quickly. Oh, and one more thing. Since you're a Disky Chicks podcast listener, enter the promotion code DCP123 to get $150 off the registration fee as a thank you from us to you. Now on with the show.
Welcome to the Disky Chicks podcast. For business leaders, HR directors, coaches, and those interested in learning how to use the DISC assessment to grow self-awareness, improve communications, and develop leaders and teams. Please welcome your hosts, business coaches Martha Forlines and Cindy Jacoby. They are loud and proud about all things DISC.
Hi, I'm Cindy Jacoby, Chief Engagement Officer for BizHelp Consulting. I work with companies and teams to improve their effectiveness by improving their hiring and their communication skills. I use DISC to help teams better understand each other and how to work better together and how to choose the right candidate for the job. I also offer certification classes so anyone can comfortably deliver and debrief the DISC assessment to their employees or clients. And by the way, in DISC language, I'm a high influencer and low compliant, meaning I like to talk and influence, and I'm not great with rules or details. Martha, how about you?
Hey, I'm Martha Forlines, CEO of Belief System Institute, and I'm very much like Cindy. I'm also a high influencer with a very, very low C or compliant, not good with details, and not good with following a lot of rules. I also have a high dominant, which we'll be talking more about in the show. I work with courageous entrepreneurs as a consultant and coach to improve leadership skills that then improve business performance. I've had a fascination with human behavior since I was a kid, and I was blessed with 28 years in the corporate world where I was an HR and communications executive. Trust me, being in the people business that long, I've seen and heard it all. And then I started my own business in 2007, focusing on my passion, helping entrepreneurs to be all they want to be to grow their businesses. Together, Cindy and I are the Disky Chicks.
We are here to inform, support, and have some fun with you as we talk about the DISC Behaviors Assessment. Some of you may know about the DISC assessment. DISC measures behaviors or communication style, things we can see when we observe a person closely. What do the letters stand for? D stands for dominance, someone who moves quickly. They're direct with their communication and they're all business. And I is an influencer, someone who also moves quickly, but is more people focused, outgoing, and often humorous. S stands for steadiness. They're slower paced introvert who are people focused, reliable, and yes, steady. And the C stands for compliant. The C's move at a slower pace, and they are our data driven perfectionists who love to know and follow the rules. DISC is the simplest tool to understand, but goes very deep and very wide, and that's why we have lots to talk about. Welcome to our podcast.
Resilience is accepting your new reality, even if it's less good than the one you had before. You can fight it, you can do nothing but scream about what you've lost, Or you can accept that and try to put together something that's good. Welcome 2021.
What a great quote, Martha.
Yeah, I tell you what, it's been such a tough year. And this whole topic of resiliency has been a hot one in accepting where we are and the fact that we've got to kind of get ourselves back up off the ground and dust ourselves off and keep moving forward, right?
I think having the start of a new year is the best way to do that. I don't know of anyone who has looked more forward to a new year celebration than everybody this year. And I've been joking with my friends, okay, we are now officially back to normal because it's a new year, where I know that's not true, but
such
I do
optimist.
Feel, it's my eye. I do feel it's on the horizon. That we the end is in sight as far as living the way we've all had to live. A lot of us have made sacrifices. We've lost people. We've been sick. We know people who've been sick, but you know, one thing about resilience, Martha, is, and I think probably the American way is how to figure out how to make things work.
Right.
And it's nothing like getting tested. And right. I don't mean COVID tested in the literal way, but I mean in the, you know, in a business way of how are you going to respond? Like you said, are you going to shut down or just, and I pouted for a while. I'll admit that, but I learned how to use Zoom. I've been teaching manager classes on Zoom and I've learned some more skills.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I've done the same thing. Lots of online courses, right?
Right.
Let's share what we want to cover in the session today, the top three podcasts from last year, and just give you a quick overview of who we had, if we had a guest speaker, and what we talked about related to DISC.
Yeah, we looked at the stats and we chose our top three shows. And if you haven't heard them, you're always welcome to go back to our website at DISCYCHICKS.com, and all of our recorded sessions are there and you can listen to them. But the first one, Martha, rated number one, was called Sizing Up Your Prospects. And we had a special guest, Cynthia McTheny.
Yeah, Cynthia was great. She came in during September, and in the month of September, we had three guests, and they were talking about how they use DISC in the selling process. But Cynthia really focused on the prospect side of things, which was very, very informational and helpful.
She learned DISC in the real estate business. They used it for hiring, and it's a great tool for assessing your job and candidates. But she was the first in her industry of her peers to use that same information to help her prospects. And she told a great story about, she's a really high D and high I, but one of her prospects was a very high C, and this was a multi-million dollar property that he wanted information on. And she knew it was a high C because his initial email had pages and pages of questions and documentations and floor plans. He had done so much research. And so she knew right away that she was in trouble, but she wanted to make this sale. So she had a colleague who was also a high C, and she knew she would have to split the commission with him, but half a commission is better than no commission at all. And they tag team together for a successful event in selling a property to this very high C prospect.
Right, right. No, it was an interesting story, very interesting story. And she has applied DISC in every aspect of her business now. She is doing training as well as some coaching, but DISC is a mainstay for her, as it is for Cindy and I both.
Yeah, and what we've learned, and her example was perfect, that you can tell by an email a lot of times what your prospect is like. And if you see a really short email with all in lowercase letters because somebody doesn't have time to actually hit the shift key and capitalize or give a greeting, you know, it's probably a D, right? A dominant. And so you just want to respond quickly and keep your responses short and results driven. So whether it's on the phone, I think she mentioned that a lot too. You can tell on the phone someone's style and try to meet them with their style, and it'll make your communications go a lot smoother and they will appreciate the adjustment.
Right. Perfect.
Yep, that was a good one.
All right. So the next one was our first episode, I believe, is what is a disky chick?
Yes. So, I think it was what the heck is a disky chick?
That's right. I know. Yeah, we didn't use bad words, but yeah, we were just simply introducing ourselves and introducing the world to disk behavior style. And what a great solution it is as a leader in your business or for professionals that are learning their craft and want to be in a leadership job at some point in time. So we really spoke to a lot of the applications of DISC in that first session.
I think a lot of people have gone back to start from the beginning and learn what that was, because sometimes, as you guys know, probably at this point, we both have really low C's. So sometimes we forget to remind everybody what DISC stands for. So I think this was a good episode to go back to and get it from ground zero on why we're passionate about this assessment, what it can do. And there are so many applications. That's why we figured we could create a whole podcast just on this one small assessment. Right. We use other assessments as well in our businesses, but DISC is our favorite, and it's our focal point, and it's the easiest to learn, the easiest to understand, and it can be the most impactful with the least amount of training.
Right. If you're a first-time listener, then we encourage you to go back to that first episode so that you can get the full gist of what we are trying to describe to you. That was number two. Cindy, what was number three?
The third one was our most recent, and the title was D is for Darth Vader, Donald Trump, and Disky Chicks. And that was an episode where we had some fun over the holidays talking about famous people or even famous movie characters that represent each one of the four disc attributes.
Well, what was fun is we did bring up some old TV shows and picked some of my favorites, and Cindy picked some of hers. One of my favorites was I Love Lucy. For you young people that might be listening, may not be familiar with it, but Lucy is just a piece of work. And in this show, she is the epitome of a high influencer. And you can not have the sound on and know she's an influencer by how expressive she is with her face and her whole body and hysterical. She's so funny. She's got that high sense of humor that a lot of high influencers have. And then, of course, Ricky, her husband, is the high dominant. He has to take control of Lucy because she gets a little bit out of control, right? Indeed. And Ethel was her sidekick, as you may recall. And Ethel, it just kind of goes with the flow. She's a high steady. And Lucy just kind of bossed her around and influenced her to do things that she probably shouldn't do. So that's a little bit of a flavor of what we did in that show. Cindy, did you have one you wanted to say?
Well, one of the most obvious, and I'm actually not a huge Star Wars fan, but I think everyone knows enough about Star Wars, at least the original, not the prequels, but to know that D, as the title says, D is for Darth Vader, very results driven and direct and moves forward very quickly. The influencer in the show, I would say, is Han Solo. He's got a great sense of humor, he's congenial, good natured, fun to be around, may not be super precise. And Luke Skywalker was my S. Again, a steady, friendly person, process-driven, but very reliable and a great, great friend to all. And then the C was C3PO. He was a great representation of perfection, data-driven, and able to see things in black and white, just like our compliant friends do.
And what we realized when we were talking through these shows and getting some good laughs from it is that every show, if you look at the cast of primary characters in the show, they all had different behavior styles. Because can you imagine how boring a show would be if everybody had the same behavior profile? Because we're made up of all four, but if they were all exactly the same, it would be boring. So that was an interesting study, if you will.
Well, it shows the conflict that people naturally have, and same thing in real life. And you have those same types of characters that you see on TV in real life, and to be able to understand them and recognize them and maneuver around them is our goal.
Right. Then we also had some of our favorite people that represent each of these styles.
Yeah, we made a Mount Rushmore.
Yeah, Mount Rushmore. Yeah, exactly. So that when we were talking about that dominant, I told Cindy, I said, well, it reminds me of Bear Bryant, who was a famous coach for the University of Alabama, who still is extremely successful, which we don't like that because we're all Bulldog fans.
But that is true.
Yes.
And my epitome of the D was Donald Trump. I don't think there's any arguments to that. And we've been using that example long before he was even president. He was just the epitome of results-driven focus and moving forward very quickly. Who are our eyes, Martha?
Yeah, well, I chose Oprah in my training sessions. I've used Oprah a lot, but Robin Williams is another great influencer.
Politically wise, Bill Clinton is one that's a good example. Charming Bill. He was able to influence a lot with his affect and how he spoke to other people.
And then we got to the steady, and Mother Teresa is always my total epitome of a steady, just serving others, very loving and kind and very patient, and was just such a servant to the people.
And my high steady was Mr. Rogers. He's my go-to. Again, he's quiet and kind and listens well and is also very patient. But some of our famous S's were a lot of the first ladies, Laura Bush, Michelle Obama, Barbara Bush, are great first lady representations of the S.
Right.
All right. And for our C's,
yeah,
I usually use Barbara Walters as one. How about you?
Well, I love Monk. For those of you that followed the private investigator Monk on TV, total like OCD like high C. But he's a great example. And I think we also mentioned Bill Gates as another high example of a great high compliance.
And Monk reminds me of Sheldon from The Big Bang Theory.
Oh,
Sheldon
is
the perfect high C, where everything is fact-based, black and white, not a lot of nuance with him.
Yeah.
So that was definitely a fun episode. That was, it was good to have some fun with it. But when we challenged our audience, when you're watching TV now, see if you can start using your powers for good and see if you can figure out what represents each of these characters. What do you think their DISC score would be if you were to score it?
Well, we'd like to talk with each of you about our goals for you through the podcast for this year.
We are as low C's, low compliant. You may have noticed that we might not have the most consistent rhythm of podcasting. So I'm going to say it live and in front of everyone that we have committed to a schedule that we are going to post new episodes every Tuesday. So that's going to be our goal. And if we don't do that, you can call us out on that. But that's goal number one as far as mechanics behind the podcast goes.
Right.
And we'll try to have great show notes, links to websites and guest speakers and other goodies, and have some freebies for you that you can click on and take with you.
Right. Also, we want to be sure we're including really practical tips of how you can apply DISC. I have a great example for you from just a conversation with a coaching client recently where they were going through the performance review process. And of course, the employees are doing self-assessments and submitting them to the leaders. And in this case, and I've seen it many, many times before, this particular employee rated themselves at the highest level, which were all fives or something ridiculous like that. My client was struggling with, how do I have a conversation with her about this without deflating her? I need to keep her motivated. And I said, well, let's take a look at her DISC profile, because I knew that that would remind her of what approaches she should take because she is conversant in DISC. We pulled up the report, and this particular person is an IS. And I said, well, and there you have it. You know, it's somebody who maybe thinks a lot of themselves and have a lot of confidence with that high influencer, but they're not necessarily as in touch with reality of what a tough year it was and what their contributions were. And so you can approach them using their DISC profile in a really nice, easy way and take a look back at their review from the prior year. How are you that different from where you were a year ago? Let them tell their story. That opens up the opportunity to have good dialogue, really honest dialogue about the fact they had a really good year, a solid year, but it wasn't like they were a water walker and, you know, an overall rating of five. Right.
Right.
Exactly.
Well, so, and think about, you mentioned that they were I's and S's, and neither of those are particular task focused individuals, styles. You know, the I's and S's are people focused, and I's typically are optimistic. So yeah, things are great. And they look back, things were great. But right, to your point, unless it's written in and on paper, it might be hard for those eyes to see.
Right. And each profile approaches conflict differently, helping that person to understand how they may approach this, because this particular manager may be a little conflict avoid. And as a matter of how am I helping her? How am I helping her to deal with this employee? It all fits together really, really nicely. So we want to give you content that you can go, oh, wow, that this really could make a big difference in my relationship with each of my team members, not just the problem employee.
Well, I would also think a manager will have several different types of people on her team and may have to do their reviews a lot differently. You would approach a D a lot differently than you would approach an S, even if they have the same issue of overscoring themselves. So
yes,
again, yes, practical advice. And the third thing that Martha and I are committed to is finding great guests who are using DISC in their workplace and the results that they're getting, because we want to give you ideas on how you can use it to bring about better team communication, how to pick and find the right candidates, all of those things. It's such a great, useful tool. If you are a seasoned DISC user and would like to be on the show, go to our website at DISCYChicks.com. We've got a comment form and you can send us a note, and we'd love to talk to you about being on the show, because again, we think it's such a great assessment that we want, you know, more and more people to see ways they can use it in their
absolutely
own workplace.
Absolutely. You want to give them a little insight into what we're going to be doing in the first episode?
In January, we're going to be focusing on the hiring process and how you can use DISC, not only with the candidates that you're looking at, but even before all that happens, with the job itself. And we'll teach you how to make a profile of the job as if the job could speak. That's what we'll look at. It's really excellent. Fun and very powerful.
Yes. Yes. Cindy and I both use this job benchmarking process with some of our clients, and the hit rate, or I guess I should say the stick rate, mm-hmm. is much better in terms of people really being motivated to do the type of work that they signed on for. It's very, very powerful. Yeah. Thanks to all of you continuous learners for listening in with Cindy and me today. We are passionate about the power of the DISC Behavior Assessment, and we love bringing it to you and your clients. We invite you to visit our website at DISCYchicks.com. There you will find a link to all of our podcasts, and you can listen to previous episodes and subscribe. Also on our website, you can try a DISC assessment for yourself. Just click the link, take the short assessment, and we'll quickly send you the results. Also, check us out as well on Facebook and Instagram.
We can't wait to hear from you. See you next week on the DISCY Chicks podcast.
Thank you for listening to the DISCY Chicks podcast. Never miss an episode by subscribing today. To learn more or start a conversation with Cindy and Martha, visit the DISCY Chicks podcast Facebook page.